Can I know bliss? Can I know bliss? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Can I know bliss? It's a good question. How many of us would like to know bliss? We'd like to know what that all means and how it affects our life and how it affects who we are. We'd like to know what it means to be a happy person, to be a fulfilled person, to be a person who has joy out of life. Well, what does bliss mean? Bliss means happiness. Bliss means a joy, an inner peace. Bliss means a feeling good. And how do we feel good? How do I feel good? Well, I feel good when I talk with someone and they say, "I like talking with you." I feel good about it. I feel sort of like I've sort of opened up some inner avenues inside of me of goodness. It's sort of fun to talk to you because you sort of make me feel good inside of me. You make me feel like I'm a wonderful person. And I think to myself, now, what did I say to them that made them feel like a wonderful person? What did I say to them that made them feel good? And as I think about it, nothing comes to mind. Nothing comes to mind. What only comes to mind, if I really think about it, is perhaps what I was thinking about was that I like them. That I think that they're a very thoughtful, courteous, joyful person to be around. Maybe the thought is that I like myself. And because I like myself, I like all the people in my world because, you know, they're my creation. All these people are people that I created in my world to be who I am. They'd be my reflection. Well, if that's the case, then every person that I talk to is going to feel this warmth that I feel for myself, this joy that I feel for myself, this happiness that I feel for myself. And they're going to say, "My gosh, I feel good around that person. I feel so wonderful around that person." Well, this is how I feel around every person that I am with. Because, well, honestly, they're a reflection of myself. And they're so wonderful. Everybody, it doesn't matter who these people are, it doesn't matter what they say or what they think or what they are, they're my reflection. And I feel good around them, and I just feel an inner sense of peace and bliss and wonder about them. And you say, "Herb, that's kind of special." Yes, it is very special. But the special part of it is that I feel good. I feel good. And so I project that feeling of goodness out into all the world. And everyone I look at feels good too. And they don't know why they feel good. They don't know why they like to sit and talk to me. People just love to come and sit in my office and sit in my house and sit and chat with me wherever we may be. If walking on the path, in the meditation path, or just sitting in the Om bench or wherever it may be. And they just like to sit and talk. Now, what is it that I'm doing for them? Well, what I'm doing for them is I am being myself and having fun. And I am seeing them being themselves and having fun. I see them revealing who they are and being happy who they are and letting go who they are. And it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. And everyone likes that. Everyone likes that. When I get down talking with people, they feel 10 feet tall. Because so do I. I feel 10 feet tall. Whenever I get done talking with people and sharing with people and telling people how much I enjoy them and how much they mean to me, oh boy, I feel just wonderful. I feel just fulfilled and magical. Magical in every possible way. It's a great, great, great feeling. It's a great, great, great feeling. And what is that feeling? That's a feeling of bliss. That's a feeling of contentment, with contentment within myself. And when I have this feeling of contentment within myself, what happens to everyone around me? Well, they have that feeling of contentment within themselves too. And it's a very, very special and a very, very wonderful feeling. Now, you see, Herb, that's sort of an egotistical way of looking at it, that you're so wonderful. No. It's not an egotistical way of saying I'm so wonderful. It's not putting myself above anybody else. It's just that I know the principle and I use it. The principle is, if I like other people, then it's merely a reflection that I like myself. Every person I see is a reflection of me, and every person I see is good and very good. Now, I look at all the world, and I see all the world good and very good. No matter where I am, I can be in the strangest places that I had never been before, and yet everyone there is wonderful and fantastic. Everyone there is glorious and good, because it's a reflection from within me of who I am. Now, you say, Herb, if you're so good, if you're so wonderful, why do you ever have any problems? Well, just to remind me that I should keep on being good and being wonderful. And it's just to remind me that sometimes there's a little dust that gets on the lens of my camera. Sometimes a little dust that gets on the eyes and on the me. And we were talking about the Hope Diamond the other day. We were saying, all right, you are the Hope Diamond. That's one of the big diamonds of the world, beautiful diamond. It has no value. It's beyond value. And that's what we are, beyond value. And yet, the Hope Diamond can become a most miserable-looking thing if we let it. If we have the Hope Diamond in the environment of dust and moisture, the dust and moisture cling to the diamond and cut down its luster, cut down its glow, cut down its beauty. And so we take a cloth and we wash it off. We don't rub it off, because we don't want to scratch it. We don't want to rub the dust into the diamond. We just wash it off first. And then after the diamond has been cleaned of the impurities, then we polish the facets so that all of that inner glow, the inner fire, the inner magic that's there comes out. That's how we are. We get the dust of our environment, of our world, of the thoughts that we think, and it gets into our system and it gets onto our being. And then we can wash it off and we polish it. And we wash it off with saying, I am whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And then we polish it by saying, I like me, 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 I like me. And as we polish it, oh, we feel so good. But as we polish it, that inner luster that we are, that inner purity and goodness, that inner fire shouts forth and jumps forth and comes out in such a wonderful way that it sort of startles us at first, because it's so bright, so brilliant, so beautiful. But that's just the way it is. Just the way it is. Are you ready to be all that you can be right now? Am I ready to be all that I can be right now? Oh, I walk through environments that put dust on my outer self, that cut down the luster of my inner diamond. I walk through environments that cause me to perhaps not be too happy sometimes. And when I do that, I'm almost like in trouble. And I have to stop. And I have to look back and say, this is not me. This is not who I am. This is not where I want to be. I want to walk in the environment of purity and goodness, of peace and truth. I want to walk in the environment of unconditional love. Oh, wow! And you see, I have that choice and I have the opportunity. Now you say, well, what if you're in an environment that's not unconditional love? Well, then I must be the unconditional love. I must look at all these unconditionally loving people who forget sometimes to be loving and be loving myself. And as I am unconditionally loving, that's all I will see in them. And then that's all they will be in my world. And is there another world than my world? Not really. Is there another environment than my environment? Not really. Am I truly the master of my environment and my world? You bet I am. Do I like being the master of my environment and my world? You bet I do. Do I always take charge to be the master of my environment and my world? I do. I do. I do. But what about I do? I appear to slip for a moment, but I do. I always wake up in time to be the master of my world, even though I might drift off into some other realm for a second. But I don't stay there, because I know that's not where I belong. That's not me. That's not who I am. That's not what I want out of life. And so, once I have things settled down pretty well, once I have my life in order pretty well, then I ride on that luxury liner. I ride on the luxury liner. I like me. I like me. I'm divine order. I am peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. Those three phrases are so powerful. They wash away all that which is unlike my I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. All the three phrases just clean me up, clean me up, clean me up, and make me perfect and make me wonderful. Wow. And then I'm unconditional love. I am unconditional love in all that I do. I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I live in my ideal. Oh, spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, body. I say these phrases. I say these phrases. I say these phrases because I want these phrases to be the only phrases in my vocabulary. I want these phrases to be the only phrases in my thinking system, in my world. Because if I let anything else be in my thinking system or in my world, then I endorse that as who I am. And no way am I going to do that. No. That's a choice that I have. It's a choice that I make for myself, and it's a choice that I choose. Now, you say, well, that's kind of difficult. It's not easy to do that. Well, it's not easy to figure out how to do mathematics, but the more you practice, the easier it is. It's not difficult to know that you're God, but the more you praise yourself and the more you recognize that God in you is the only reality, then the easier it is to be that. The more you walk negatively, you become accustomed to it, and pretty soon it's okay. And we don't want to walk that way. We want to always walk in our purity and in our truth. Always walk in the knowingness that I am divine. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole. And you see, say that so often, so completely, so fully. You say, Herb, you're always ratting on this old, same old thing, the same old thing. That's right. Because that's all I know, that's all I believe, and that's all I am. Now, how about you? People say to me, Herb, were you always perfect? Were you always living in your ideal spirit, mind, body? Were you always... what is always? There's only now. I could say yes, or I could say no. It doesn't matter. But there's only now. Ask me a question about now, and I'll tell you. Herb, are you now happy? Yes. Are you now doing this? Yep. You see, now is the only time there is. And if we're going to dwell... If I'm going to dwell on the past, I'm back there. And I'm back there with my, so to speak, growing experiences, with my becoming aware experiences. And I am aware. I am that I am. And I am the allness. And it's wonderful. It's so wonderful and so fulfilling and so rewarding and so truthful what we are. Enter into this attitude with me. Enter into the spirit with me and see just how wonderful you are and what a great world it is that you have chosen to live in, just as I have chosen. And know that as you think these thoughts, I'm right there unconditionally loving you because I love you. I love you. I love you.